Today's episode of The Mom Game is brought to you by our friends at Gateway Buick GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is Gateway's Got It. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new Buicks, GMCs, and GM certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaybuickgmc.com, look for the shop, click drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway Buick GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaybuickgmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. Experience the new Buick. And welcome to episode 194 of The Mom Game. I'm Emily Jones, slightly disfigured. She is Julie Dobbs. We are back from Thanksgiving break. So much to talk about today. Happy to be with you.
Oh, I'm happy to be with you too, as always. And I know, are you crying because of the thing on your face?
No.
I know you've been through a lot.
But we need to talk about all of it. Does this just show the ultimate give up on my part? That I'm just like, I'm trying to get these wrinkles removed, and so I just went and got my face burned off, basically.
Let's tell the people what this is.
So, so much to talk about today. That is not why I'm crying. Still an emotional wreck from Thanksgiving, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But so, yes, so I sleep on this side of my face, and it has created these wrinkles that are really deep. That I just don't like. Like, I'm fine with smile lines, and, you know, I have wrinkles when I smile, and I do get the Botox in the forehead, but, you know, wrinkles are part of, you know. Yeah. But with my OCD and the need for symmetry.
Oh, no.
The fact is that I don't have.
You need face symmetry?
I need face symmetry.
Oh, Emily.
And so
this is how God made you.
God did not make me with these wrinkles on my on the left side of my face.
Okay.
I mean, God made you with wrinkles too, and you still get Botox.
No, it's not God made you with wrinkles, but God made you with, okay, now I see what you're saying now. I was going to say God made you with a face that wasn't perfectly symmetrical,
right,
but you're saying that the wrinkle is from the
sleeping on
so
this side.
God didn't make that wrinkle.
You're right.
I wasn't trying to shame you for doing something to your face.
You. Okay.
That's not what I was trying to say, that sometimes our faces just aren't symmetrical.
Right, right.
But you have a different situation going on.
Okay. So this.
We're cool here.
So it was, I don't know. It's been bothering me for years. And so my friend Tara, who is a dermatology PA, we've had Tara on the show, Charlotte's mama. And so I keep asking her, like, every time. And I'm like, well, can you just shoot it with some Botox? And she's like, no, because then that could make it, like, lumpy. And I don't think you're going to want that.
I don't even know this wrinkle that has been – I've never even noticed it.
I know. But it bothers me.
Maybe in pictures.
It bothers me.
Yeah.
And so she's like, okay, we can try this, like, it's like a plasma pen or something.
I've heard of that.
So – I just don't think I was fully prepared for exactly what it was going
to
look like.
You didn't need to try the plasma pin this week. Not right now.
I know. So anyway, I go to her yesterday. So this is fresh. I mean, this just happened yesterday. And so they have to numb me for, like, they put this numbing cream on. It takes like 30, 45 minutes for it to kick in. And so I'm thinking, okay, well, this will be good. I won't feel it. And I didn't hardly feel anything. But the smell of my burning flesh, like, it smells, I don't know if the last time you smelled burnt flesh, but
no,
it doesn't smell good.
No.
Like, and I had to
face
go to the,
flesh.
So then I went to the, I had to go to the Apple store after that. So I like go into the Apple store and you can still smell my burning flesh.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, sorry about my face. And they're like, oh, it's okay. Like, you know,
oh my gosh.
Anyway, so yeah, so we'll see if this works. Like, the peak results are supposed to be in like 3 months. But what this is supposed to do is, like, regenerate the collagen to fill these two little wrinkles that are making me crazy.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean.
So when does that burn go away?
Oh, I don't know. I can't, like, touch my face. I can't, like, wash my face with anything other than just water for 3 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. So it's going to be a minute for this.
Yeah. Isn't it funny? Like, I love these med spas and thank goodness for them. But anytime they explain like what one of their machines does to me, they're like, oh, it's the collagen and the boost and the cells and the face and this and that. And I'm like, oh yeah. Collagen. Mm-hmm. It's going to regenerate cells and oh, stem cells. Oh, yeah. My face is going to be brand new like a baby. I'm like, yes. But I never know like technically what they're saying.
Right.
But it does usually work pretty well.
Yeah. I think the fact that I trust Tara implicitly.
Yeah.
I mean, she's like super conservative with my Botox. She's like, she's not trying to make me look plastic. I'm not trying to, and again, I'm not trying to get rid of all my wrinkles. I just need these two to go away.
Yeah, right over there. She can do all that.
Yes.
She does your Botox?
She does my Botox. She's a dermatology PA.
Okay.
So, nice. Yeah, she does all the things.
That's nice. That's pretty clutch.
The IPL, all that kind of stuff.
Has she done this to herself for anything?
I don't think so. But before I went in, she had done a woman who was like literally doing almost her whole face.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine your, like the majority of your face looking like this?
No, you have to like go into hiding, I would think.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Well, hey.
I mean, probably I should have. So no. Sorry, everyone out there.
I love the fact that you didn't.
I just don't care.
That is us.
I don't.
That's
I just,
the mom game.
Yeah.
We got shit going on in like, our face and we don't care.
But we're supposed to go to this thing tonight with Hattie. It's a mother-daughter thing called Cookies and Castles where they decorate whatever, cookies and castles. And
okay.
Gingerbread houses.
Cute.
And so I picked her up from school yesterday. She's like, Mom, what happened? And I was like, oh, Miss Tara's trying to get rid of these wrinkles for me. And I said, do you still want me to go to Cookies and Castles tomorrow? Are you going to be embarrassed? And she was like, I mean, you could wear a mask. I was like, so I said, seriously, if you're going to be embarrassed, I won't go.
Aww.
You can go with the girls and the other moms. And she's like, I don't care.
Oh, that's good.
I don't care. So I'm like, I don't care. I mean, I probably should care a lot more than I do, but I'm like, I mean, at least I don't have to like be on television. I don't have to work.
Right.
But I mean,
you could. Yeah, you could bring back COVID masks.
I could.
Just be like, I'm just being extra
I'm just
careful.
Extra cautious yes. right now.
I'm just proceeding with an abundance of caution.
Yes.
That was what everyone used to say.
Anyway, that's the story of why I look like this and also the continued story of how I just really don't give much of an F
about
a lot of things. Yeah, it
doesn't matter.
And
if you get rid of that wrinkle.
I know.
And then you can like.
So, and then what I'm super excited about is like that they, you know, they take the before picture. So, and I'll notice.
I'm like, I want to go look at a picture and see what wrinkle you're talking about. I don't even know your wrinkle.
I'll find it. I'll find a picture.
I thought I knew you.
You thought.
I don't know your wrinkle.
You don't know my wrinkle.
Well, I said in the text, I have neck wrinkles that have been making me crazy.
Dude, I hate my neck wrinkles.
I don't know where
they
came from.
You know, they call it tech neck. It's called tech neck.
Is it from looking at my phone?
Yes.
I was worried about that.
Yes.
It's I've been that, looking at my all phone that, a lot hate, more lately.
I feel like my neck looks like older than any part of my body.
Uh-huh.
I hate my
neck. Me too. What is like an ostrich neck? What are the animals that have wrinkles?
I don't know.
Turkey neck? But rooster neck?
You know who else? You know, do you remember Jake Diekman that used to play for us? Amanda,
yeah.
His wife. She got something done. I don't know if it got rid of the wrinkles, but like where like that rooster thing, like where it just kind of.
I can't believe it is
everything
called tech neck. So this, I think I can accredit to one thing and one thing only.
What?
My new Taylor Swift obsession.
Oh, my gosh. You are. You know what? I am slightly still obsessed with them. And I keep thinking about, like, when is this tour going to be over?
It's over.
Oh, it's over.
Oh, yeah. She has been in Kansas City this week staying with him.
Really?
In his house. The house that he bought.
That she really bought.
Yeah. So they could have privacy in Kansas City. And my mom friends that live in Kansas City, like, are like, see her, like, they saw Travis Kelce at Trader Joe's.
Stop it.
Yes. And all the moms in that neighborhood, because it's like a mom neighborhood where he bought this house. It's called Leawood, Kansas.
Really?
And it's like a family neighborhood. And so all the moms are like going crazy. Can you imagine if Taylor Swift was just in your neighborhood?
Like I had my girlfriend Lisa tell me that her daughter Sydney, like who does not into football,
mm-hmm.
but like was curled up with dad on the couch watching the Chiefs play.
Yeah. Yeah, people are, the Swifties, like, online, they're all, like, hardcore Chiefs fans now, and, like, it'll have nothing to do with so Taylor, crazy. But they're just, like, you know, getting pissed at, like, the Eagles for that game, and, you know, it's so funny watching all these Swifties talking about football. But, yeah, this is probably because she's in my algorithm so much now, and I can't not watch all of her Eras Tour performances when they pop up on my phone. So I go, I've told you about this. I'll sit there for like 30 minutes, just like, wow. And then all of a sudden I'm making my tech neck worse.
I know.
This is a Taylor Swift tech neck. This is so embarrassing.
That is embarrassing for you.
Yeah. Like if I'm going to be staring at my phone, I've got other things that I could be doing that are way more productive.
You should say like, I'm just staring at pictures of my kids because I love them so much.
I should. But I already said all that.
This is true.
I already admitted
there's no going
it.
Back now.
Well, good luck with your burn face. When I need to work on my tech.
It does look so bad. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt.
I won't answer. Painful. It doesn't look
it doesn't look good. It's okay.
I'm just glad to know that you weren't hurt. Because when you texted the picture, I was like, oh no. Yeah. What did she do?
Right.
Did you drop an iron on your face? Like, did you have a hair straightening problem? You burned your hair before.
I have.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not pretty, but
yeah,
we're going to push through.
No, it'll heal and everyone, it'll be better. And then hopefully your wrinkle will be gone.
I'm going to have so much collagen right there.
You're going to have all the collagen.
All the collagen.
Yes. Such collagen face. I'm so proud of you. But no, that's, I know, not the biggest thing that's on your mind and on your heart. And you went to, Thanksgiving ski trip.
Yep.
So there's a lot.
Do
that
we
want to
talk about?
About?
Yeah, we need to talk about Thanksgiving. And then we'll end with the McElroys, just so I don't have to ugly cry through this whole damn thing. Okay. So thanks. Y'all went to the ranch, and you had your high school reunion.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. It was fun. It was 20-year reunion. I didn't go to the 10 because I was doing cancer treatment.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that it happened, honestly, because it was like right after I was diagnosed, which now looking back, I'm like, I bet people were like talking about me at the reunion. Ah. But anyway, I did the 20-year reunion last weekend and it was really fun.
Yeah.
It was really fun. It's really like trippy, you know, seeing people that you haven't seen since high school. And first of all, like having to recognize them.
Oof.
And knowing that, like, I had multiple people come up to me that I knew, but I couldn't place it. And so they start chatting, and then I'm just struggling, like, you know, like, who is this?
Whatever. Yeah.
But I'm just doing generic conversation, and then it would click for some of them eventually. I realized how bad my memory is compared to a lot of people.
Oh, my gosh.
This one guy who's so sweet, his name Elliot, and he went to my high school, and he walked up. And I sort of recognized him from high school. And he's like, oh my gosh. He's like, the last time I saw you was at CVS in Dallas. And you had a baby. And I was like, oh yeah. Like, what?
Well, yeah. But you can blame the fog of motherhood.
I think I had Ryder. It was like on Love by Our Old House. But just like things like that. Like, but I kept, you know, drinking ranch waters to try and like deal with all that awkward emotions and energy. And, you know, there'd be like random people. Like I got along with most people in high school, but high school me was probably a little more judgy and like not quite as open-minded to everybody in the world as I am now.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
For sure.
I was nice and everything, but I was dumb. I was high school. So there were like random girls that like, we just weren't like tight, but we weren't enemies or anything. So like, I'd see people like that and I'd be like, do I act like I did in high school or do I act like I act now? You know, but they like wouldn't know, like, do we talk? And so that kind of thing was weird. And then of course I just looked like super nice and talked to everybody, and hopefully any weird bad vibes that there were in high school, like they know are gone. God,
yeah.
It was such a dumb thing to even say, right?
I know, but
like,
it's true.
When you see someone, it's like, do I revert back to those feelings?
Yeah,
or
and it just shows
how I act now.
Dumb we are, and
we're
when
so
we're young.
Dumb. We're yeah, dumb. But it was so fun. It was my friend Noelle in Austin and her husband. They're doing some really cool things in downtown Austin. They're like buying businesses that have been there for a long time that are at risk of maybe going away, and like resuscitating them basically and building them up. And one of them is Antone's, this bar downtown, and Gary Clark Jr. is actually part owner with them. He went to my high school. So the reunion was at Antone's and it was awesome. There was a live band for like the second half. We went downstairs and it was a cover band that was really good that played like all kinds of music, which I've never heard. Like they played all different genres. And by that point we were partying pretty good.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of fun, spent the night at my girlfriend's house and then went back to reality the next day and back to the kids and everything. And, we had a really good time. Thanksgiving was great at the ranch. Just always fun to get away, you know? Yeah. And I took Wednesday off. So I had Wednesday through Sunday off of work, which felt much needed and great.
Yeah.
And now we're back at it, but it was a good Thanksgiving.
Good.
And you went skiing.
Yeah.
And lost your phone.
Yeah. So I think I've told you this, like I'm not a skier.
Yeah.
I don't intend to be a skiing family. I don't desire to be a skiing family. We were at an auction really at a charity event for Kinder Frogs for Charlotte, a Down syndrome fundraiser. And there was this, Mike has always wanted to go somewhere for Thanksgiving. You know, just the four of us. And when my dad was alive, that was kind of, Thanksgiving was really one of our favorite times together. And then after my dad died, I didn't want to just like, cause we would always go to Graham and I didn't want to leave Ava high and dry, his widow, and, you know, just be like, oh, well, peace out. Now that daddy's gone, we're not ever going to do Thanksgiving again. So, you know, several years have passed, several Thanksgivings have passed since my daddy died. And, so when I bought this auction item, this house in Breckenridge condo, you know, Mike was like, let's look and see if we can go for Thanksgiving. So I reached out to the guy who donated it. And he's like, well, we usually don't rent it out on holidays or, you know, we keep that. Yeah. And I was like, okay. Well, he said, but let me check with my siblings because it's a family owned condo. And he said, let me check with my siblings and see if anyone's going to go. And he got back to me and he's like, no one's going. So it's yours.
Awesome.
And so we left on Saturday. It was Saturday to Saturday, which I'm going to be really honest. Like, and I told my family this because we did like thankful and grateful at Thanksgiving dinner. And, you know, what are we thankful for? And I said, I'm going to tell you guys, like, I was nervous about this is 7 days of us. This might be the most time we have spent together. Just the four of us.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was that whole week.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. And so I worried, like, are we going to get annoyed with each other? Are we going to get bored? Are we going to be fighting? And yes, there was bickering, especially among the kids. But like, you know, they're just picking at each other. They had to share a room, like all that kind of stuff. But it was, I mean, it was awesome. Like, it was just what we needed, especially coming off the World Series run and baseball season. And, you know, we didn't get bored. We had fun. We played spades and we watched shows and watched football. And it was just the four of us. And it was really, really, really awesome. I did not intend to ski because I don't ski.
Right.
Because
yeah, you made that
I haven't
clear before you
skied
went.
Since like eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So Mike's knee though was jacked. Like, you should have seen him walking through the airport. It was ridiculous.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, like, something was wrong with his knee.
That happened while he was skiing?
No. The dude never made it on the fucking slopes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So.
No.
I thought it was could have been gout. So he gets gout sometimes, which sucks.
And red wine disease?
But, yes, which he doesn't do. Like, he hardly ever drinks. He never drinks wine.
Mm-hmm.
Especially red wine, and then hardly ever eats red meat because he knows like that it'll trigger him. So, but usually he can take medicine and that'll go away within a few days. But then it's like Monday, and this has been going on for 3 or 4 days. And so finally I was like, you know, he got me that, massage. And I was like, you need to go to the doctor. This is not getting better.
Oh no.
So he goes to the doctor getting my massage in Colorado. Turns out he has quadriceps tendonitis. Had to get on anti-inflammatories, all this kind of stuff, put it in a brace.
No.
So he's like, the kids were in ski school. So then it's like, well, what, we can't just, first of all, ski school is necessary, right? Like, especially for Henry, he had never skied before. But we ended up, you know, I'm like, well, what are we going to do? Like, you know, we can't just, I mean, then we would really get bored and really get tired of each other. So I'm like, F it, I guess I'll ski. So, I mean, I'm terrified. I've got a torn meniscus, like, that's just shot full of cortisone. Like, I'm just like, I'm not good at it. I don't like being cold.
Yeah.
All the things.
You just had no desire.
I had zero desire. But then I'm like, well, suck it up, Buttercup, because your kids want to do this. And you need to,
Yeah.
I cannot tell you the level of anxiety
that was.
But everything from getting on the ski lift to what, I mean.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Did you remember like how to get it on and off the lift?
Well, I mean, my kids were like coaxing me through it. They're like, okay, get ready to sit.
Because
three, two.
Scary.
Oh yeah. It's like, you know, the one chair, it's like,
and hurry up. You run out of time.
Yes.
That thing will knock you down.
Yes. And so I go down that first one and, you know, thankfully it's like, there wasn't a huge number of runs open. It was the weather was beautiful.
Yeah.
Tuesday and Wednesday of Thanksgiving week. They had gotten some snow. It couldn't have been more perfect. So Tuesday
wow.
I go and we're skiing and we have the best morning and Mike meets us down at the bottom of the mountain for lunch. And I'm like, we're killing it, you guys. We are fucking killing this.
Were you having fun?
I was having fun. Yeah. And I finally got over my anxiety.
Doing like greens or
green, blues? All okay. greens, okay. all greens. Yes. It's just baby steps.
Breckenridge is a great mountain.
Great. And so then we go. So then Henry fell once, hit his head. So he's in the afternoon after lunch. So I'm like, we're going to go and pick us up in a few hours and whatever. So
ski mom,
he gets such a ski mom. So then he hurts his head. So Mike comes and gets him. He's like, cause it's like this condo was like literally 30 seconds. Right? It's awesome. So he comes to get him. So then it's just Hattie and I, so we get on the lift and because I didn't prepare to ski, I didn't have like a traditional ski jacket.
Yeah.
So I didn't have pockets that had zippers. So I had to get my phone out to show my pass, ski lift ticket.
It was on your phone? They do it on your phone now?
It's an app. And so I had to get it out.
They just assume people are all skiing with their phones?
Yes. And so they scan it. You can get a paper one, but you had to wait in line. I don't want to do that. So they scan it. And then I'm good. We get on the lift and I'm going to put it in Hattie's pocket that has a zip.
Uh-oh.
And then I fumble and there's a, you know, there's hole. It's not like flush the back of the lift chair. It's got a hole.
Yeah.
You know, it's like there's the back and then there's the seat and there's a space between. And there it goes. Just,
oh no.
Like, and I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Hattie's like, it's okay, mom. We're going to find it. We're going to find it. We got it. And then the people behind like, what'd you drop? And I'm like, my phone. They're like, ooh, that sucks. And I was like.
So you were like halfway.
And then I'm counting the poles, the towers, as they call them. I'm like, okay, we've got five poles. And so I get to the top and, you know, the ski lift people.
They don't care.
So I was like, I dropped my phone off the lift. He's like, okay. And I was like, so is that what happens? Like, do I just need to give up? And he's like, no, we can get somebody down there. It's not an emergency. So it'll be like 5 to 10 minutes. And I'm like, oh, totally understandable.
Yeah.
Obviously not an emergency. And I said, I know roughly where it was. He's like, yeah, you can go stand by where you think it is and we'll send somebody. And I was like, okay. So we go sit there, poor Hattie and I, like where we think it is for not 5 to 10. We're 25 in. And Hattie's like, do you want me to go down the mountain, you know, because we're halfway. Do you want me to go down the mountain and then ride the lift back up and then tell the guy, hey, man, we still haven't.
We're still waiting.
So she leaves. I let her go by herself. So then I'm sitting there for another 15 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And I don't see her ever go up on the lift. Then I'm terrified.
Oh, no.
So then I go and to the bottom of the lift and I'm like, I lost my phone and now I can't find my daughter. And they're like, oh my gosh. And they're like, I could hear him say, yeah, there's this really panicked lady here.
Oh my God.
Like they're calling on the phone and they're like, okay, here's the deal. You can go, you can, you know, cross the ropes and walk. It's like you can't be on skis if you think you know, because we're not gonna be able to send somebody out until after the lift closes. I was like, okay. So Hattie and I go back up the lift, halfway down where we think we are, take off our skis, go look for this phone.
Oh my God.
And then, you know, I finally just give up. Hattie's crying. She's like, I want to find it for you, mommy. I'm so sorry. And I was like, it's not your fault. And I'm glad it was my fault, because I think if it was the kid's fault, I probably would have lost my shit.
Yeah.
Which is not fair and not a redeeming quality about myself. But I was like, well, F it. You know, the shit happens and I'm going to have to fix it.
So did they ever like come help you on the snowmobile thing?
They were really nice. And this guy called me. He's from Ski Patrol and he was going to ski. He told me to keep calling it, ping it, see it. Nothing. And I'm like, it's probably toast anyway, whatever. So I also needed a new computer because the A and Z keys on my computer didn't work. And in order to get into my computer, my password has an A in it.
Oh.
So I couldn't get in my computer.
Oh.
So then I'm like, well, F it. We're going home. We're going back to the condo. I'm going to drive to an Apple store.
Oh my gosh.
The nearest Apple store is in Denver, Colorado. An hour and 40 minutes away.
Oh no.
But I'm like, I've got to do this or it's going to ruin, not ruin everything, but I'm just like, I just need to rip the Band-Aid off because I'd already planned to go skiing again on Wednesday. And I'm like, then we're going to get to Thanksgiving. I'm like, I'm just going. Mike's like, do you want us to go with you? I'm like, absolutely not. Like, this is not going to be a pleasant trip. This is not going to be, you know, it's literally me going into the Apple store. Should've seen me. I'm wearing that stupid smiley face thing. Uh-huh. That's a full body suit.
It was
like,
cute.
I mean, I looked ridiculous, but again, it just goes to show like, the amount of F's I give at this point in my life are so low.
Yeah.
I mean, walking in a smiley-faced onesie, like, looking like absolute shit.
Like, straight off the mountain.
Oh, my gosh. Like, and not even, didn't even think a thing about it. Like, just gave.
Like, who cares? Well, hey, you're in another city. You don't know anybody.
Whatever. So anyway, the nice guy at the Apple store, you know, they helped me and I got a new phone and a new computer and
oh my gosh.
Dropped, you know, $8 gazillion.
Yeah.
But it's like, I needed a new computer anyway.
Yeah.
That one, Ashley, our producer, will tell you, was slow as shit. Didn't have any battery life. It was causing a lot of
angst. It was taking years off your life.
It was taking years off my life. So
that one's really cute. It's pink.
Yeah, it is. I thought it was rose. They said it was rose gold. It's cute.
I'm surprised you went pink. That's something I would do.
Well, I will tell you.
You don't like pink.
I don't. And I thought it was going to be more gold than it is pink. But I'm going to learn to embrace it.
Rose gold? And you thought the gold was going to be the
heavy? No, he didn't tell me rose gold. He just told me gold. And I said.
Oh, well, they effed up.
Right. And he took it out of the box. And I'm like, I can't be that girl that's like, I don't like that color. Like, who fucking cares? It's a computer.
It's really cute.
But I am probably going to get a cover for it. In fact, I actually ordered two and both were the wrong size. So I'll get to work on that. But anyway, so that's the story of the.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
The computer. And so then I'm blowing you guys up trying to figure out passwords because I can't get into. I mean, it just was.
It was fine. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you sorted through it all.
Yeah. So then
we went. It really sucks to lose your phone.
Yeah.
And it really sucks to lose your phone on vacation.
I know. And we went skiing again on Wednesday and had a blast. We had a great
time. So do you like skiing now?
I don't love. Okay. I will consider myself a skier.
Yay.
If it's 30 degrees plus,
uh-huh.
No wind, and the sun is shining.
Okay.
I'll ski all day long.
Okay. Those are perfect conditions.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Like if it's cold as shit and it's.
What if it's like that and then you're skiing and then it changes? Do you go in?
Yeah, we'll be done. Yeah, that's good. I mean, it got to the point though where the kids would go and I would like go have a beer at the bottom of the mountain and
making
just be like,
me really want to go skiing.
Yeah. Like y'all come check in. I'm like, this is actually pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah. And your kids are at a good age. Like the people that bring their like 2 and 3 and 4 year olds, I'm like, are you kidding me? Like,
I accidentally rubbed my.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine.
Is it okay?
It doesn't look bad.
Is it bleeding?
Did it hurt?
No, it just scared me. I know, because you're not supposed to rub off
Emily, I love you.
The flakes.
I feel like I'm usually like the big disaster shit show, but this is great.
Thanks. Appreciate that. I know.
No, but I also am, so don't worry.
So anyway, yeah, I loved it. I loved skiing. We had Thanksgiving dinner at a cute little steakhouse in Breckenridge.
Yeah, I bet that's a really good time to go skiing too.
It wasn't terribly crowded.
Yeah.
It was fun.
People haven't really thought about it yet.
Yeah, we had a wonderful, wonderful time. So
I'm so glad.
That was good.
I'm so glad. That's awesome.
We need to get in a couple of sponsor reads.
Yes.
Because our friends at Bottle Rover are back.
Yes. Thank you so much, Bottle Rover,
for
your support. Bottle Rover right now is very much in demand. If you're like us and you have a lot going on for the holidays, perhaps you are hosting a big holiday party or you just want to be prepared for going to the holiday parties or the happy hours, whatever it may be, Bottle Rover can help you out because who has time to make an extra trip to go buy booze? I know I sure don't, but it's something that I always want on hand. The holidays are here now, so it's time to sit back and relax when it comes to your holiday refreshments. Bottle Rover is here to take that relaxation to the next level. If you haven't yet, make sure to download that Bottle Rover app right now. Then you can kick back, relax, and let Bottle Rover fetch your drinks for free when you spend $50. So $50 spent on Bottle Rover, and it is a free delivery. $50, as you know, probably it is very easy to hit that price point. Shop local liquor stores straight from your phone so you can enjoy the cool vibes and just sit back and have that booze delivered to your door. It all makes so much sense. Thank you so much, Bottle Rover. If you do use Bottle Rover over the holidays, let us know. Tag a picture of yourself getting your booze delivered and we will share it. And we just love seeing when people are supporting our sponsors because it means a lot to us and it means a lot to the Mom Game. Quick shout out also to the Family Concierge, talking about making life a little bit easier over the holidays. The Family Concierge is, oh my God, just like my, I call her my fairy godmother, but she's going to help me get Christmas up. And she has started doing Tuesday night dinners for my family because working till 6:30 is a really awkward, weird time. We still haven't figured out dinner. And so if anybody's looking for something for a significant other, I would say Family Concierge gift card, get them some booze with Bottle Rover. And we have a lot more to come on all of that. I think we're working on a gift guide with some of our sponsors because we love working with sponsors that our listeners can actually really use and will help make their life easier and better.
Yeah, so think you about to that.
Family Concierge and Bottle Rover.
Like if you're a husband or even a wife looking for like somebody just to get some shit done around your house, like what a great gift.
I know. The organization is like, you know, their main thing that they're really good at, but they can do whatever it is that you need. Grocery shop, take your laundry, pick up your dog from the vet, whatever it is, they can help with that. And it is so necessary in my world and most moms I know. The same thing. So shout out there to a couple of our very loyal friends and sponsors.
Yeah. And one more, Early Bird, which has been a big player in my life the last couple of weeks, you know, trying to get my mind to shut off and get some sleep and just, you know, kind of zone out and chill. Early Bird CBD gummies. I just bought some actually for a friend because she's having, you know, some going through some things and she wanted to, you know, be able to get some some legit sleep and just to kind of and just to kind of take things down a notch in your brain. So earlybirdcbd.com is their website. Eric Culver and his people, Eric does a fantastic job and we're so grateful for their partnership. And so give Early Bird a try if you haven't already. That code, hopefully I think TMG20 is still active. In fact, I did use it the other day. That code will get you 20% off any a la carte order, any one-time order, whether you've used it or ordered from them before or not.
So Eric checked in on me just to see if I needed any. He was like, I've been sending Emily a lot. Do you need any? He's like, how are you? And I was like, you know what? I'd love some more.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you've tried the new ones
I
yet.
I have not.
Oh my gosh. You're going to love them.
Really?
Like they're so good. They recently improved the flavor and the texture of their three flavors. So you know how it was like a little bit rough before?
Yeah.
It's now smooth, like almost like a gummy vitamin that you would buy at the store or whatever.
Okay.
And it tastes better. It didn't taste bad before, but it now just almost tastes like candy.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's really good. They were working really hard on perfecting all of that and upgrading their gummies in the same three flavors. I order the strawberry all the time.
Strawberry's my favorite.
So now that I got those new and improved ones, I'm like, I've definitely popped about three in the last week.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We love Early Bird. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Okay. So you posted on Instagram. So people probably and maybe have heard about the story. I actually saw it on Channel 8, like WFAA.com, like when there were some new details about it. But I know that you've been going through like what is a family's worst nightmare situation with some of your really close friends in Fort Worth. And I know it's been really hard for you and I can only imagine what it's been like for the entire community in Fort Worth, but now we can talk about it. So you can tell everybody who might've heard about it. These were really good friends of yours.
Yeah. The McElroys are just like kind of synonymous with Fort Worth. Zach, the father, played football at TCU. Just like when I tell you like what wonderful people they are, like just they just like radiate goodness.
Yeah.
The parents, the children. Judson is 12, and he and Henry have played sports together since kindergarten. Lindsay, the daughter, is Hattie's age. They were not at the same school because our schools split, but they were to start their, I guess, kindergarten. They probably went to school together, but they've been on the Dirt Divas together. Lindsay was on the Dirt Divas. And Lauren is just like, just this, just like radiates positivity. And she just chaired the Warm Place fundraiser, which the Warm Place is like a place for people to go after they experience loss. And we're very familiar with it because of the Do It for Durrett Foundation and a huge resource for people that are grieving. And so she had just recently in the last couple of months chaired that. I was supposed to meet with Zach and Lauren today, this morning. To talk about the insurance stuff. And anyway, I got a call Wednesday night.
After you got back from skiing or while you were?
No. It was late. And it was my friend Ashley Holiday. And I don't know if you remember Brian, who used to play for us, but the Holidays are some of our close friends, and they know, you know, it's all there.
They went to TCU.
Yes, they went to TCU, but there, you know, we're all kind of connected, kids and sports, and you know, kind of a big group of people, not like the closest of friends that we hang out all the time, but like, yes, and this kind of wide net of people that we all kind of come in contact with on a regular basis and hang out with and all that kind of stuff. So Ashley called, and it was late, and I had my AirPods in, and I was watching a show, but I'd fallen asleep. And so that woke me up, and I thought, she must have been on accident, you know, whatever. So I just didn't really think anything of it. Kind of fell back asleep, then woke up again, and I thought something could be wrong. So I texted her, I'm like, what's going on? And she was like, have you not heard? And I was just like, what are you talking about? And so finally, I called her. She called me. I can't remember. And she just said, the McElroys have been in an accident driving to Austin. And Lauren is the only one that survived. And it just...
It's not even real.
It's unimaginable. And your mind goes in a million different directions. Like when did this happen? Maybe she's not right. Like maybe somebody gave her bad information or, you know, something like that. Maybe this isn't, let's wait until the morning and maybe it'll, you know, it'll be different. Maybe this isn't, you know, maybe somebody just told her the wrong thing. And I knew in my heart that it's not like she's going to tell me if she wasn't sure. And I can't imagine that anyone would say anything like that if they weren't sure. So anyway, I could not sleep that night at all. My first thought was, I don't want my kids to find out like on their device. Like, so I went immediately and got Henry and Hattie's phones out of their bedroom to make sure that nothing was like that wasn't going to come through on a group text with their friends or, you know, anything like that. So, you know, I got on Henry's phone and I searched Judson, and he had just turned 12, and it was a text, and they were saying, if anybody has Judson's number, everybody wish him a happy birthday today. It's his birthday. And that was the week before. And anyway, it's devastating. I mean, it's heartbreaking, and it would, you know, can't make sense of it. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't.
It's like you hear, it's the worst tragedy like I've heard of in a really long time. And especially with people that are like, I can't even imagine knowing them personally, but just even like in our little world or whatever, like you hear about something like that. And it's often like, okay, the one person, right? It's like a mom or a dad or a kid, and it's just absolutely devastating and gut-wrenching. But it's like, you can't even comprehend what happened to them, and 3 out of 4 of them passing away. It's absolutely terrible. I can't imagine just what that was like to have to tell your kids and their friends and everybody in your community and right around the holidays. It's just devastating.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second.
You sent the Caring Bridge link, which I've been looking at, and now I get updates. And her sister, I guess it's mm-hmm. Mel. Mm-hmm. So she had a twin sister, mm-hmm. and she's like writing the most beautiful updates, because it's like it's like three of the, I mean, it's just like we talked about, gut-wrenching, devastating, shocking, unbelievable. But then you're also like, there's one person that's still here,
yeah.
like the mom, like. And she's got to figure out how to.
Well, and I said this in my the post that I wrote about them. I don't know that I know of anyone more equipped.
Yeah.
To do this, like, and I can't wait to see how she takes this tragedy and honors her family. She is faithful. She is kind. I mean, she is amazing, and she. She will get through this, and she has a ton. I mean, and I'm not, don't get me wrong. We weren't like super, super tight. It's not like there are, you know, women in that are way closer with her that are taking good, wonderful care of her. And, but she does have this strong, like I talked about, that kind of that wide net community, that will be there for her. But it just, everyone is grieving, and you know, telling the kids, and you know, and trying to figure things out. They had their first practice this week without Judson, and you know, how to honor him. And they'll play their first game, and you know, they've played basketball together since I coached. I mean, I coached their first basketball team, and just the sweetest boy and the sweetest girl, and you know, Lindsay just
they're little so spitfire. Cute. She was gorgeous,
gorgeous,
beautiful smile.
Just beautiful.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was, I called her, you know, Little Miss Tell It Like It Is. Like, she's just always, she was amazing. And so was Judson, and so was Zach, and so is Lauren. And, you know, it's just, it's awful and it's tragic. And they had a beautiful vigil on Sunday that was so well done. And their closest friends kind of took turns. Basically, the whole mission of this vigil, which was so incredibly thoughtful and kind, of the people who put this together, and their closest friends who, you know, spoke to everyone, because they wanted to get those kids ready to go to school the next day, and to tell them, you know, that it's okay to be upset, and it's okay to cry, and it's okay to question things, and it's okay to not understand. And they did not go to our church, but the official spiritual advisor of the Mom Game was there. Lance was great. And, you know, he
spoke,
he did not speak. Okay. He just wanted to be there for support. Yeah. Prayed with Henry and was really, really sweet. So yeah, it's just, it's real, real, real shitty.
Yeah.
You know, my heart goes out to the McElroy family, you know, to those who were closest to Zach and Judson and Lindsay. You know, we're going to do our best to be there for Lauren, and to honor those kids and Zach in any way that we can.
Yeah. And that's all you can do. But yeah, I mean, what was it like, I guess, when you had to tell the kids? I feel like my kids, for example, like they're infatuated not in a good way, but the whole concept of death is very hard for kids.
Yeah.
Like if it's a pet, if it's a grandparent.
Yeah.
My kids still haven't gotten over, like, you know, our cat. And I don't think it's because they cared that much about the cat. It's because they are so baffled by the concept.
Yeah, it's scary.
And it's not something that you ever would want or expect or prepare telling another kid that's happened to their friend they like see all the time.
Yeah. And Lance gave me some really like a really valuable tool. And he said, you know, for the kids, to ask them, can you describe to me how you're feeling?
Mm-hmm.
And they may not be able to, but keep asking that question, because at some point they might be able to verbalize that.
Mm-hmm.
But can you describe to me how you're feeling? And then that way, if you can be armed with that information, then hopefully you can provide some comfort as a parent.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Yeah.
You have to know at their core, like, that's what matters, is how they're feeling.
And are they pushing it away? And are they, you know, are they confronting it? Are they, you know, how does all that work? And everyone's, you know, going through it. And, you know,
I just, my heart breaks for Lauren, but, and I know, you know, the first thing I thought of was, yep, I'd be out. Like, I don't know that I'm equipped or that, if I know someone who is, it is Lauren.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sounds like she's making good strides. Like,
yeah, I think she should be. I think she's getting out of the hospital soon.
Because she had injuries.
Yeah.
Right?
Anyway, it's just.
I'm glad she has a twin sister. Like, that's.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. Just somebody that can be there with you and help you every step of the way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because that's your people. Yeah. It's just terrible.
Yeah. And it causes you to like have questions. Like I told my girlfriends yesterday, like I just having so many like not good thoughts enter my mind. Like Hattie wanted me to take her to school yesterday, but I was in a hurry and it's literally like 800 yards from Mike's office. I'm like, honey, daddy's going to take you. And he's like, well, daddy took me yesterday. And I'm like, I know, but just let daddy take you and I'll pick you up from school. And she was kind of pissed off about it. And you know, and then she left the house and was kind of pouty. And then I thought to myself, like, what if something happens and that's the last memory she has of me or me of her. And that's our last exchange. And then I'm like,
was not entering your brain before. But
right
now it seems like it is. It's like life is just very precious.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. It's just.
And that's what,
another reminder, right? It is. Like, every day is not guaranteed and you need to treat people best you can. And,
pretty
you
know,
stark. And that's amazing that they were like, that they just sound like they lived life the right way. And
100%. I can't think of anything bad that I've never heard anyone say anything bad about Zach, Lauren, Lindsay or
Justin. Which is pretty amazing in this
literally,
world.
Yes. It's a mere, like, not, I can't think of one thing that anyone's been like, well, yeah, but no, they're just incredible humans and they raise those kids to be sweet and kind and
it's just shocking. I mean, we were all traveling for Thanksgiving, I drove nearby that road coming back from the ranch and it's just, it so many people. It's like all they were doing was driving to visit family.
I know.
That's all they were doing.
Yeah. So.
We're here for you. And
thanks.
However we can help.
Well,
it sounds like they have a whole giant community that's there for them. Thank God. But I can't even imagine. And, you know, we're all a family here too. So we're feeling it too. Like anytime.
I know.
It's like moms say, you're only as happy as your happiest kid. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
I feel like it's so true. Like you're only as happy as your happiest child. Like if you have a child that's sad, then you're sad.
Yeah.
I feel like that a little bit with you. So
yeah. Oh, thanks.
So it's been, it's just terrible.
Yeah.
So I don't know. There's like, you know, there's nothing really that you can do to make it better. Besides.
Yeah. And that is just that's what we all talk about too. It's just it's such a helpless feeling, but you know what? Whatever I'm dealing with, anybody, it's not just so minuscule compared to Lauren. And that's what everyone, you know, needs to and has to.
Well, of course, if they have any, you know, anything going on that we can help spread the word about here on the show,
absolutely.
Then you'll keep us posted.
Of course.
Because I know that a lot of people were probably touched by the story before they even knew that it was somebody that was a pretty close friend to you, you know, because it is just tragic and shocking.
Yeah.
But we're here for you.
Thank you.
And for them. And, you know, if nothing else it is, it's just another reminder.
Praying is your thing. Keep them in your prayers.
Yes.
For sure.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I hate to end the show like this, but we got to.
Next week, we'll have a couple fellow moms on the show that are mompreneurs. And they're going to tell us about their cool businesses that they have going on. I'm very much looking forward to that. And, of course, all kinds of fun things.
And we'll get an update on my burn face.
Oh, yeah. We'll see how Emily's face looks. How about that for a tease?
How about that?
See how good I look.
Check it out. Or
Anchorman.
Will I? Oh, wow. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see how good
we gotta go.
Anywho, we do have to go. Okay.
Let's go. Mom game out.
Mom game out.